Meet Christina. Christina is very excited to receive an email from her new friend Tasneem. She writes back telling her about life in Sweden and hopes that she can visit Tasneem in Egypt one day. Hi Tasneem. It was so interesting to read about your life in Egypt. It sounds like a fascinating country, and I would love to visit it someday. Let me tell you a little bit about where I live. Sweden is in the northern part of Europe, in a region called Scandinavia. Stockholm, where I live, is the capital city. Most people live in the southern part of the country, as the northern part gets too cold. Sweden is one of the least populated countries in the world. Only about 9 million people live here, and they live mostly in the larger cities like Stockholm in the south of the country. It is winter here now, and even in the southern part of the country, it gets very cold. We get only a few hours of sunlight each day. We can't play outside much, and so most of our activities are indoors. However, in the summer, the days are very long. In fact, in the northern part of the country, the sun shines 24 hours a day, so we call it the land of the midnight sun. Since the summers are mild and sometimes even warm, we get to play outside a lot during the summer months. The official language of Sweden is Swedish. It is closely related to Danish and Norwegian. In fact, most of us can understand Norwegian, but it is a little harder to understand Danish. Everyone learns English here, along with at least one or two other languages. I also study French and German in school. I would love to learn Arabic one day. Is it difficult? Family life is also given a lot of importance here, and this is supported by the government. For example, I have a little baby sister at home now, and both our parents stay home to take care of her. In Sweden, both parents get paid time off during the first year after a baby is born, so that they can take care of their child. People also get a lot of help from the government if they are unemployed or need to stay home due to illness. Most Swedes are Lutheran, which is a branch of Christianity. However, most of us go to church only on special occasions. I have traveled to quite a few countries in Europe, but I would love to visit Egypt one day. From your email, the food sounds really delicious. Maybe you can recommend a book or a website where I can pick up a few basic sentences in Arabic. That way I won't feel completely lost when I'm there. Your friend, Christina.